Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It is the Chad Benson Show. Don't you forget it. We are number one with a bullet in places like the Arctic, right? We were telling a story earlier that there is, for two guys, 200 miles from the Arctic, upper Finland, southern Finland, south of Finland, Finland, I don't know, somewhere out there. And those cats picked up on the little AM thing, the Chad Benson Show. And we thought it was hilarious. And we were number, Phil, it's safe to say that, I mean, we're global now.
You're Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide! I'm like Pitbull, except the part where I'm Pitbull. Except for that part. We are a few days away from the coming of the president named Donald. And the fear factor of what he may or may not do is, well, you could feel, it's palpable. You could feel it. People are losing their minds. You've got the University of Georgetown throwing some sort of after inauguration and protest, you know, like safe space, calm down area where you can come there afterwards and play with coloring books and hug stuffed animals and cry with friends and play with Legos. You know what? You guys should even get Legos. You guys should get Mega Bloks. Right? Is that what they were called? Mega Bloks? I think so. Like, that's what you guys should get. You're not getting Legos. You get Mega Bloks. All right? You're getting Lincoln Logs. That's what you're getting. And you're going to be happy with it. You're going to shut up. Yeah, toothpicks. No, we don't want anything sharp around these kids. They might just lose it. So, but the insanity is, it's out there. It's crazy. You've got the protests getting ready to happen. You know, they're expecting 900,000 people over the two-day period, the first day of the inauguration and the second day of the protest. I don't know how many people are going to show up for the protest for the ladies. Could be, you know, 200,000, could be a million, could be 100,000. I mean, you know, we never get the number. You don't get the, it's not like a sports event where it's like there's tickets being torn off, right? They just show up with their signs and they, you know, so you don't know what's going to happen. You had a guy that used it last night that tried to burn himself in front of the Trump. I want to know why, what exactly has got you so upset? Like, I'm trying to think of something that could, I'm being honest, man, I'm drawing a blank on something that had pissed me off so much that I decided to stand in front of something and light myself on fire.
Did he think he was a monk?
That's just it. Now, you see these things with some monks, you know, in Tibet and places like this, and you see this, and I know in the Middle East, you know, one of the big things, one of the Arab Spring was kicked off by a guy lighting himself on fire. It's like, whoa! Kebab just blew himself up, and it is on now. You know, I mean, that's how it started. Chad, that is just, you are just, that is wrong. Well, like if I called him Roger, and you'd be like, what? I don't even know what that means. So, I'm putting myself in that situation. You would think at that point in time, look, if you've been oppressed your entire life, and not the oppression that people over here, you know, the micro oppression. Oh, my God, that's a total new word. We got to start using that, Phil. Let's see if we can get that to catch on. Micro oppression. So you got microaggression and micro oppression.
I love it. We'll make it work.
We will. But we, you know, these are people in countries where, you know, I mean, death and destruction and true despots rule. Maybe. I mean, again, I don't know. I mean, it's like, I don't like Saddam Hussein, but I'm not going to catch myself on fire. Right? I mean, you got to be angry. You do. You got to be angry. On top of that, you get the big thing this weekend, and we've been playing this song. I think it's going to go straight to the top of the charts. I'm waiting for Ryan Seacrest on his show to talk about, here's the number one song. It's by Fiona Apple. It's called Hands and Underpants.
Come on. Yeah, but baby. love my.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your.
Like, how did you come up with that, Fiona?
We don't want your. I came up with it because he likes grabbing girls' coochies.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. And you saw, you came up with that all by yourself? No, of course it's today, right? It's the, today's artist, they probably needed 12 people to produce that and write it.
I'm going to say 12 writers and 4 producers.
Yeah. Okay, I came up with hands. All right, I'm getting credit on this. Tiny hands. Well, I got to give that to Marco Rubio. Oh. Underpants. All right, we can do underpants. Anywhere, I came up with that. People are throwing stuff in. 27 people produced it. And you... And what do you call it, Phil, when you guest on somebody's album? What is that?
A collab?
Yeah, when you collab. You got to get a collab. Somebody's got a collab on this. Can't just be Fiona Apple, right? Got to have somebody else. It's like, you know, I don't know who the rapper was. And then you had, this is the insanity, right? So you got that, I don't know who that rapper was. And then you've got Waka Flocka Flame, who took a Trump jersey and just, you know, was horrible with it. Let's just put it, that's the best way to describe it. And... it's the insanity of people freaking out, and Hollywood's freaking out, and Democrats are freaking out, and progressives are freaking out. Yet when I talk to a lot of people who don't like Trump, they're just like, eh, I get on with my life. I'm like, what? Why aren't you out there saying, let's just get on with our lives? I mean, really? And these kids, there was a new index that now, this misery index that millennials are at the highest point of the misery index that they've ever been because Obama's leaving. And now that with Trump coming in, that he is it, – it's not safe in America, said one person, if you're not a straight white male. It's not safe. You are going to be hunted. It's just like these people live. They're micro-oppressed. Oh, God, that is so good. That I'm serious. That is like – that is awesome. And I'm telling you, man – somebody's going to hear it and they're going to run to their professor and say, we come up with something new, micro oppress, and then we're going to have a weekend about it, how we should not micro oppress people. I don't even know what that means, but they're going to come up with some weird like thing. But because of all the freaking out, because of all the craziness, because of all the lunacy, because of all the fact that people are just insane, we thought to ourselves, why don't we produce a movie? We've already got it in the can, and we're ready to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere of the Trumpzilla trailer.
He is a legend. And they say if you say his name 3 times...
Trump, Trump, Trump.
He will come for you. He feeds on the irrational fear of millennials and liberals.
I cannot believe this. I'm literally about to kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better fix this right now.
This Friday, he will return, and with him, bring terror.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Trumpzilla. Rated R. Trumpzilla. It contains change, crazy tweets, and unwanted groping. Starts Friday. Everywhere.
I love it. I love it. Again, insanity that is the youth of America and the fear factor of what potentially may come. Because we do not know the future, and the worrisome worrywarts out there who have already decided that this is going to happen and they don't know what this is. I love it. Go ahead. Worry yourself to death, kids. Worry yourself to death. But in the end, 4 years from now, we'll still be here sitting here laughing out of the fact that that lady that was screaming in the Trump trailer was real. She's calling the ambulance because she had lost her mind over the fact of Donald Trump. Just take soak that in. That's a human being that will one day be a coworker of yours. So how does that make you feel? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. You can text us, 323-538-2423. You can always call us, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. It's getting hot in here. The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm already hooked.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-dee-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
It's getting hot in here. Apparently, it's the hottest it's ever been in the history of the hottest ever in the history of forever being the hottest, according to new data presented by NOAA and NASA. Because that's what NASA does now. They're not going to the moon. We're not going to space. We're measuring stuff. How hot is it, kids? Very hot. Climate change. We need to do some climate. That's new climate change. We just need to do some climate. Oh, my God. We need to fundamentally change everything in the way that we do stuff. Oh! I'm not a climate change denier, but I'm also not a believer. I like to see more data. Look. First and foremost, can we all to admit, our scientist friends out there, that there is a fluctuation in what has taken place in the many centuries and millennia that have been here, that we have seen things like ice ages before and stuff happen that didn't, how should we say this, there wasn't fossil fuels causing these things to happen.
So what you're saying is you're a climate change agnostic.
I'm a climate change agnostic. I like that. I'm a climnostic, right? You know, we got all micro-oppression and a climnostic. I like that. So I look at this and this new stuff that comes out, this new data, and I look at all the things around and I say to myself, okay, well, 100,000 years ago, you know, we didn't have roads and we didn't have concrete and we didn't have 7 billion people and we didn't have, you know, X, Y, and Z. So there's going to be some change there, right? Secondly, I was told, too, we're all going to catch fire because the ozone layer is destroyed. Yet I'm reading now the ozone layer is rebuilding itself. It's stronger. It's faster. It's totally like the $6 million man. It's awesome. So where does that put us? Again, I am of the belief that when Mother Earth decides that she is no longer thrilled by our inhabiting her body, she gonna toss us out. She's gonna come up with some new way to do it that we're never gonna figure out how to get past the, you know, it's gonna be, maybe it's that new thing that the antibiotics can't, all 26 strains of antibiotics can't stop. The super duper bug. We had the super bug. This is the super duper bug. Maybe it's that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What I do know is what I always say, and this is where I think both people who are climate deniers and people who are climate change, you know, believers, this is where they crash into each other, is why can't we take better care of the earth? There you go. Oh, geez, Chad. You're doing a good job there. That's what it is. Right? Just take better care of it. That's all we're asking. We're asking that. We're asking that you don't overregulate the hell out of everybody and destroy industries and put hurting onto people. And remember, when you do a lot of these things, especially when it comes to electricity and all these kind of things, you put a hurting on a lot of people who can't afford to have the hurting on them. Rich people can always afford to cool and heat their house. Poor people always can't. So understand that. We can come up with better ways of doing things and just be above board, right? Let's just be above board. I don't know why we can't do that. It's so amazing. And don't sell me crap, right? Don't tell me that 99.985% of scientists say then we can go back and read that none of these science were climatologists. None of these science were, they were scientists. Some of them were engineers. Oh, it's 99.97%. It's settled. It's not settled. It's not. Don't tell me it's settled science, right? The same people that tell me it's settled science and I'm a climate denier are also the same people who don't vaccinate their damn kids, right? Because they don't believe that kind of science. So let's just all take a deep breath for just a moment. and realize that maybe the earth goes up and fluctuates a degree or two here and a degree or two there. Maybe it happens. And the fact that it's now called climate change instead of global warming, and the fact that Al Gore spun a web of lies about how Manhattan was going to be 10 feet underwater in 5 or 6 years, and here we are years later and everything's the same. Could we just take a deep breath and realize, let's take better care of it? And also realize, too, out there, you climate change people who are sold for the cause into religious ways, you've been duped and used, and it's a big business. It's a cause that's become a big business. Man, we got to get a cause that we can make a business out of. Microaggressions? Ooh, that's a good one. Could we start a march? It'll be a micro march. It'll be literally like 1 foot, and we'll all just go, okay, we got to leave. That would be my thing. Like, I want to have a lounge about. Like, I want to have a day of lounging protest where we all get together, we barbecue, we eat food, and we protest protesters. Right? We'll call it Loungeapalooza. And we'll get bands to show. We'll get real bands, too. Right? We'll get real bands to show up for Loungeapalooza. We're just hanging out. We'll maybe have a jacuzzi out there. We'll chill. And this will be our cause celeb. This will be what it is. And we'll do things like, we don't want to protest anymore because we're adults. And we'll get all kinds of celebs to be part of it. Oh, man, we could totally do that. Like, fun celebs, though. Like, I want Max von Sydow kind of celebs. I want celebs who are just, like, kind of on the cusp of being either famous or were famous at one time. That's what I want, you know? I mean, that, like, Iron Maiden.
They have that is it. Too.
Yeah, Loungeapalooza, man. I'm telling you. It's going to be huge. We'll protest the protesters. Welcome to the first annual Loungeapalooza. We're all going to go to D.C., and we're just going to hang out, barbecue, take pictures, and not bitch. Who's with me? Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Do you want to be part of Loungeapalooza? We're going to come up with the lineup here for Night's End. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Middle age eating crisis. That's right. There's a report out that middle-aged women, because of the pressures of life, especially as we have shifted from the traditional world that we lived in long ago, to a much more competitive world where everybody's out working and doing stuff. You've got more and more divorces. You've got it's a tougher road out there, is what they're saying. Middle-aged women now are, guess what? They're having eating problems, eating disorders like they've never seen before. Women who didn't have true eating disorders, who maybe, and understand that most women, and yes, even now men, have some sort of eating thing throughout their lifetime, maybe for, you know, like everything with the depression. It wasn't something that was long term. They didn't turn into Karen Carpenter. It wasn't one of those things. I mean, she went all in on that. You know, she did. It's like, this is going to be my thing. And it was, you know, singing silly, this right here. What they're seeing now is women, though, are in their 40s and 50s who are struggling with depression, with motherhood, with divorce, and with the stress of work, that they're seeing a rise in middle age eating disorders like they've never seen. Because it's, again, we live in a world where perception is reality and look plays a huge part in things. We talked about this earlier, producer Anthony and I. There used to be a day and age when you could get to your 30s and 40s. Not that you could let yourself, you didn't want to let yourself go to the point where you couldn't walk anymore, but you didn't have to be at the gym 5 days a week. You didn't have to have that 30-inch waist. And, you know, you didn't have to be a size 2. Or, you know, just naturally through time that it was okay. And it's not that way anymore. It's not that way. And there's pressures now more so than ever. And most women, young or old, at some point in time had a bout of eating disorders. Obviously, some had it more severe than others, but went through a time where they didn't eat a lot, or maybe they tried to, you know, vomit once in a while. But it's scary. And again, these are pressures that are out there now for everybody. I feel it as a man. I'm 46 years old, and I say to myself, dude, you're 46. I'm not in horrible shape. But I feel it as a man, like I should be in the same shape I was at 21. And I know that's never going to happen, right? But you do feel that anymore. I feel that pressure. It's like, I miss working out. Man, I should go today. Should I go tonight? Even though, no, you know, I've got my plan. I'm working out these many days a week. Stick to my plan. It's just, it's crazy that we do this now. But this is the world that we live in, because we've created a world where looks are uber important. And looks have always been important, but more so now than ever before, because of social media, because of keeping up with the Joneses, because of all of those things, this is what we do. And we don't cut ourselves any slack. I mean, I do. Like, I'll cut myself some slack once. We had pizza today. We have Donut Friday. I'm not missing that. It's Trump Inauguration Donut Friday. We know exactly what we're getting. We're super excited. Anthony and I started thinking about Donut Friday hump day. We're like, oh my God, dude, Donut Friday's coming up fast. You have no idea. Like, we get so excited. It's the little things in life, people. The little things. You move from eating disorders to blood pressure. There is a new... So there's going to be... They've done this large study, and I think this is the way they're treating things now. Chronically, you know, we talked about cancer. Like, talk about it. If you're 75 years old and you get prostate cancer, the treatment that would eliminate that probably would kill you or make your life miserable and take years off your life, where they could treat it as a chronic illness, where it may, you know, where essentially your lifestyle isn't going to change much from what it is now, and you'll probably die from something else rather than the cancer itself. Well, they're looking at blood pressure, and they're maybe thinking the exact same thing at all. There may be new guidelines released by a few different groups, including as they look at targets for people who are 60 years or older. And this is what's crazy. So what they're saying is they like to keep your blood pressure between, you know, under 140, under 150. And if you're over that 120, 125 range, whatever, they worry about, obviously, strokes and cardiovascular disease and heart attacks. But what they're saying is putting people on drugs could be worse. And it really doesn't change the life that these people have. It doesn't affect them anymore. So maybe over-medicating somebody is not the thing to do. And you hear about, like, look, because I think some of these blood pressure medicines, the minute you go on them, you're on them. Like, you're on them. There's no coming off. And that's scary. So if you're 30 and you've got high hypertension and high blood pressure, you're on these things for good. And that, to me, I find to be scary. Like, I'm fortunate. I have, you know, I'm not going to brag. I'm a little braggadocious here. I was like 120 over 70. I mean, I'm braggadocious in this, all right? You know, I do what I do. It's how I roll. That's why I got great endurance for a big guy. Wow, you're really good. You're like a big whale in that pool. She paints you black and white. She's SeaWorld. That's not a real whale. That's Chad Benson Show guy. But I think a lot of that has to do with, and my resting heart rate is really good. But again, I trained for years playing soccer. That muscle memory doesn't go anywhere. For most of my life, I took good care of my body. No abuse of drugs or alcohol or any of that stuff. So, yeah, I'm fortunate like that. My dad had high blood pressure, but he also was a severe drug addict. And so I watched those kind of things. But, you know, I that was always my fear, you know, that you'd get this, that you get diagnosed with high blood pressure, and then you're stuck taking these drugs forever. Like, forever. I don't want that. Producer Phil, when's the last time you took your blood pressure?
Probably about 2 months ago.
What was it?
110 over 70.
There you go. Look at that. You're doing good, man. You're doing good. I mean, they're right when they say, look, you know what? And again, one of the other things is they talk about this, and this is a huge, you know, article, and you know, it was in CNN and everywhere else, but it was I read through a bunch of there was two different treatment guidelines that they were looking at. You know, they said, yes, lower is better, but also, and it's the thing we've talked about, you know you, right? Your body is your body. Not all things are equal. Not all things are the exact same, meaning your life experiences, the pressures you are under, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, how you eat, the workout regimen, the whole nine yards, are completely your own. It's not a captive audience. It's not a controlled substance. Controlled research. Every single thing that you do in your life is based on you. So to say that one size fits all, even with blood pressure, yes, across the masses, lower is better. But can somebody have 130 over 80 and be fine too? Yes, it's possible because you know you better. You know you better. Speaking of hospitalization and what to watch out for, President Bush, 41, is in the hospital. He is in intensive care. He had suffered shortness of breath. He's 92 years old. His 91-year-old wife was also hospitalized. How severe she's doing, Barbara's doing, I don't know. And it's sad. You know what? And how many years have they been married? 72? So he was married at 20 and she was married at 19. God, that is... What do you get? What's the 72 anniversary? What's the 70th anniversary? Like dentures? Is that what she said? That was horrible. I mean, yeah, that is a long time to be married to somebody. That is. Do you over under that he's going to ruin election inauguration day? You're such a jerk. Was that a jerk thing to say? Too soon? He's not even gone. I tell you what, though. Right? Here's one of those things. When you think of, and here's a perfect example of what we think about legacies of presidents. When you think of President Bush 41, what's the one thing you think of, Producer Phil?
I'm drawing a blank.
Is it no new taxes?
That read my lips, yes.
Read my lips, no new taxes. That's what, read my lips, no. That's like that. There's one of those things. That's a red line moment. So, I mean, Bush 41 and his wife hospitalized. 72 years, man. I mean, this sounds horrible, but if and God willing, it doesn't happen. But if he was to pass or she was to pass, I don't think the other one would be around a long time. Like, I don't foresee that. And I thought she was in better health, and he looks like he's still, you know, he's struggling. He's been around a long time, man. It's a great man. That's service right there. He fought the old war there, kids. Got shot down, kids. Think about that. Like them apples. Sad, very sad. So he will not be attending the inauguration. So we've got the living presidents that will be attending, and there will be a few haunting presidents as well. Living tenant, Obama, obviously. Carter will be there. And W. And the Clinton will be there. That's it. So that's all the presidents we have. That's all the presidents left we have. Obama's got a lot of these in front of him. He's only 55. That cat's got a lot of these in front of him. So Carter's going to be there. I said Carter, right? Eh, he'll be there. He's going to give everybody peanuts. He's going to peanut. Chad. Jimmy Carter builds Habitat for Humanity houses. Out of peanuts. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text us, 323-538-2423. I'm sure I'll get a hate text. You're a jerk, Chad. Whatever. 323-538-2423. And you only say I'm a jerk and feel that way because you laughed and that made you feel bad, so you got mad at me. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. A Florida man describing himself as Jesus Christ is threatened to kill Donald Trump. His name is Dominic Popolo. 51. He's been arrested was very, well, you know, he kind of just spelled it all out for on Twitter for the world to see. And oddly enough, people are reporting that there was some ties with the Clintons. And I know crazy people are going to grab this and run with this. His family obviously did know the Clintons. There's pictures of them and all together. He has at one time looks like he has a ton of money. He currently lives in a shack, apparently. Sold two houses over the last couple of years for about $7.5 million. But judging by this, I don't think there's any connection like the Clintons told him to go do it. But somebody will read into it. And I'm telling you right now, there's some of those great shows out there. They're going to play, you know, play this up. But listening to him speak, and we're going to play you about a minute of him at a Subway, because when you plan a master attack like this, the best place to do it is where you can eat fresh. here is the aforementioned Mr. Popolo, a.k.a. Jesus Christ, 1701.
16 January 2017, and this is a video message per prayer. I was requested to type this in and post it. Yes, I'll be at the review stand at the inauguration, and I'm going to kill President Trump. President-elect Trump today. What are you going to do about it? Secret Service. My name's Dominic Joseph Popolo, no junior. I have three girls, one boy, three wives, and I have a question for you. My other name is Lord Jesus Christ. What are you going to do about it? I challenge you. This is not the way. I'm following orders. What are you going to do about it? Imagine your whole career comes down to an electronic message. That's the best we can.
Yeah, he is. I think he's out there. He is. They've arrested him. He's undergoing psychiatric treatment. And don't let people out there fool you and think that this was some sort of look. Half-baked ideas. We see what can happen with half-baked lunatics out there who take pot shots at people, famous or otherwise. So let's not put it past the fact that this guy may have tried to do something. But being sent and the fake news that'll come with it, we can all just take a deep breath and I think and realize that he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. All right? Let's put that out there. Producer Phil, over, under, nuts, yes, not nuts, no? 50%? I ain't 50. Maybe 75. Maybe. I you know what? And by the way, when you do something like that, you know they're coming and knocking. And by the way, I'm sure his kids were stoked. Did you see what Dad did? Yeah, I saw what Dad did. I saw what Dad did. That's it. Dominic wrote for NBC Dateline that he had traveled to Germany for the trial of Mourney El Mastakur, I don't know, convicted of 9/11 attacks. Some guy I've never heard of and I can't pronounce. Chad, that's racist. You've micro-oppressed people. His mother was, you know, well, then you don't call yourself Steve, right? Everybody can say Steve. His mother was a victim of, sat right next to Muhammad Atta on the flight that crashed into the towers. And so, I mean, his family has a ton of money, and it definitely looks like that they were movers and shakers within it. He seems to be that guy. You know, that here comes Dominic. He's special. Here it comes. He likes bologna. He does have three wives. Man, how are they feeling right about now? When you go from a $3.5 million home that you sell and you probably get cash for to a $60,000 shack that is run down in Miami, I'm going with you're probably nuts. That's what I'm going with. His handle is Jesus Christ 1701. And my thought was, so there's a Jesus Christ 1700. Like that's like, you want to be like the number, right? Like Jesus Christ 7. Like that's cool. Like, you know, Jesus Christ, 8. Ooh, not really. Jesus Christ, 50. Well, that's all right. Jesus Christ, 100. That's a great, boom. That is awesome. That big gay Frankenstein's first album is Jesus Christ, 100. Or that's the person, that's the DJ that's going to play on our album. I like that. That's rock and roll. Like, that's a great DJ name. Chad, you're using the Lord. I'm not using the Lord's name in vain. I'm just saying. there's that. All right, so slow your roll. But he has been arrested. I don't foresee anything bad happening. I don't foresee anything bad happening except for an annoyance of a lot of traffic and maybe some protesters that do something to throw a smoke bomb, do something like maybe that. I just don't foresee, you know, a situation where people blow themselves up in the crowd. I just the security is just way too tight. But my worry is there are, especially with this crazy fake news, that there are people out there ready to take pot shots at people because they are so twisted up in this stuff and lost in it that they'll show up at the ping pong pizza ready to unload on the Democratic National, you know, Committee and Hillary Clinton because they're running a child sex ring. Or that they're going to come get, you know, President Trump and that they are the Lord Jesus Christ, 1701. Because, you know, I mean, that's a fear more than somebody who's got real vengeance. Because idiots like this, I don't fear them taking a shot at it, maybe, but I don't fear them pulling it off. People who don't talk, those are the ones. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show always and forever. 323-538-2423. That was a song, too. Always and forever. 323-538-2423. For Anthony, for Scotty, for my man Phil, my name is Chad Benson. We're over the hump. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.